USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Pessimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling talks going on at the staff level.
High school paper part art. Doesn't seem to be that they wanted.
Just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not. They're not talking anything serious.
McCarthy says he thinks there needs to be a debt ceiling deal by this weekend in order to have time to get it through Congress. The Treasury Department says the USA could default on some debts as soon as the 1st of June, unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet again with President Biden tomorrow at the White House. The number of people trying to cross the southern border since the expiration of Title 42 continues to drop, according to the Border Patrol. NBC's George Solis in El Paso says one big reason is uncertainty.
Many of them are now trying to understand the new rules for entry, because many of them fear that if they are now caught entering the country illegally, they may not be able to seek asylum for the next 5 years. So this is a heavy decision that weighs on a lot of these families.
Homeland Security officials say it's too soon to tell if the expected surge has peaked. Ukrainian President Zelensky's European tour continues today in the UK. He met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Today we spoke about the jets, very important topic for us.
No jets from Britain yet, but it will send hundreds of long-range missiles and armed drones to Ukraine. Looks like a runoff to decide the next president of Turkey. Longtime incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan failed to win more than 50% in weekend voting. Vice Media, one of the first successful news organizations born of the Internet, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Some of Vice creditors have made a conditional offer. A new company called Telly wants to give you a new 55-inch TV. One thing is, the show you're watching will share the screen with ads, continual ads. The head of Telly says there's already a wait list for its half a million TVs to give away. This is USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Chicago now has a new mayor. Brandon Johnson's been sworn in as the city's 57th mayor, succeeding Lori Lightfoot. She lost her re-election bid. Johnson's a former teacher and teachers union official. He was also a Cook County commissioner before winning the mayor's race. A small county in northeastern Tennessee is defending its decision to use money from companies paying opioid court settlements on things not related to fighting the war on drugs. Greene County, Tennessee, has instead paid down county debt and funded some capital projects. The mayor says Greene County's borne the cost of the opioid epidemic for years and says they need to start paying a lot of overdue bills. President Biden speaking up about new restrictions on guns that he would like to see happen.
If you're under 21, the president wants to make it tougher to buy a gun. This, he feels, will help to slow the pace of mass shootings. Biden wrote in an op-ed in USA Today that he'll call for states to enact laws that give the federal background check system access to all records that could prohibit someone under 21 from purchasing a firearm. I'm Skip Kelly.
The godfather of poker has died. Doyle Brunson's long legendary career at the table included 10 World Series of Poker championships. Rarely seen without his cowboy hat, Brunson had become a face and voice of poker as tournaments became popular TV content. His book, Super System, is still used by people learning basic poker strategy. Doyle Brunson died yesterday in Las Vegas at age 89. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.